Sorry, let's go. Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm Ariel from Generate Sunlight Communication.
And I'm Janet.
Yeah. And today we are going to talk about Lambic in COHK. And this is our presentation flow. First, we will introduce what is Lambic and also the culture of Lambic in different University of Hong Kong. And we'll talk about the meaning of Lambic, also the drawback, and finally we will reach the conclusion. And first of all, let's talk about what is Lambic. Actually, Lambic is a short form of demonstration of this, and it gets popularized in around 1991 to 1992. And as you see in the Lambic by the psychology students, and these are slogans contained of words and special rhythms, which are aided by clapping hands and stepping on the floor. And it's usually used by OCAMs, departments, societies, event committee, and also the residential hall. Lambic is mainly used by societies for promotional purposes in COHK. And sometimes it's viewed as a must for promotion, and usually then by around 10 to 20 committees. And also they Lambic in different areas, such as the railway station and different canteens. Also classrooms during lecture to promote their activities by the department. And we include a video clip of the show Rotaract Club Lambic in front of the coffee company.
The student ID, and then you go.
Also, we include another video clip by the of the Lambic by Showtime near the railway station.
In the University of Hong Kong, it is not known as Lambic.
stand here. And such activities is hall oriented and mostly demonstrated by in hall activities and demonstrated by most students of the hall. And for example, in the old camp, that means the orientation camp, there are serious chair practice every day. Can you imagine how serious it is? And for old camp, it is usually about 2 weeks, and every day they will spend more than an hour to practice. And during the practice, they can't laugh and they can't look at the neighbors. And this is them for to show the team spirit and the identity. And for this, they are more complex and the bits are usually longer. They have to. The aim is to then cheer as order as machines, and we can see a video about the practice during the OK.
Around 10 to 20 people will
Hong Kong, you as you see in the video, there will be more people from the hall, and it can reach 50 or 60 people.
Mm.
And for the style of it in DOJ, the bits are really simple and consist of slogans, and it is like clapping hands and stepping onto the ground.
And but in Hong Kong, you the cheers are longer and more complex, and it's a small movement, but at the same time, they have to as order and to be as order as the scene.
And finally, for the places to Lambic, DUK students will Lambic in various places in the university. As you see in the video clip, for the Lambic near the railway station, near the canteen, and maybe some parts of the Lambic in the classroom.
No, but in Hong Kong, you students usually dance cheers during hall activities only. So now let's move to talk about why do we dance big. And before I talk about the meaning, what do you think? What is the meaning of dance big? Here, anyone has never dance big? Can you raise your hand if you have never dance big?
I never dance.
Yeah,
I've
Herman,
seen it many times. I never.
And Herman as well. So only Herman has never done this. Have you been in Old Camp? So you have done this as well during the Old Camp activities. So I bet that all of you have ever done this. So what do you think about the meaning of that?
What do you need to dance this?
Just take other ideas.
Interview some of the students from different universities. And for example, this student, Nathan Tang of CUHK, he is the president of the QFIS, the quantitative finance department. And he thinks that Danbis is grab people's attention, and message can reach more people at a time. And it is also a practice to boost the morale during their own practice, but not the performance. And also, when you perform or demonstrate your piece, if you do well, you can show your team spirit. And also, they have to present different pieces at different times, so then they can generate a refreshed spirit to others. And a Hong Kong U student called Wendy also has a similar opinion on boosting the morale and to show the spirit. And also, a committee member of the Society of Sociology Department, Janice Lee, they also, she thinks that beats have certain events to promote. At least there are sounds, and some of you said that. And also, beats are used to boost morale. And there is an interviewee called Wood. She's come from IED, Hong Kong Institute of Education. She has a quite special opinion. And she once saw Danby's activity during an activity called Sing Ming Dai Hok, which was Wuji, organized by a student union, which is to advocate the proper name of IS. And she thinks that Danby's should be used for such use for a protest, a demonstration to promote IS instead of other promotions. And also she thinks that such dandy activities should be more violent and radical. And she thinks that the students may be afraid of the name because they will be the future teachers. So they don't dare to be so violent. And also for students from BU and BBA and Maggie. She thinks that Zambit is to push the sense of belonging. And also during our camp, the atmosphere will be better. And also a poly-U student for Yo-Yo, and she will support the group that she belongs to Zambit together. Even sometimes she herself finds Zambit annoying. So, and we think that bandwidth is closely related to the recognition of identity. Because, for example, an anthropologist, Gordon Matthews, he said that society is a cultural supermarket, especially in an increasing globalized world. And that means there are more and more culture, more and more identity for us to choose in society. And for example, in recent years, there are more and more societies in UHK. So students have more choices in identity for us to pick and choose. And then this is a recognition of our own identity for our society or for some of our social groups. And it is a least costly means to build up our identity. We only need to create something and then to demonstrate it together so that we are in one social group. And for example, and I would like to ask that how many of your departments have your own bid? And CS. Yeah, and general semester. Professor, do you know the CS bid?
No, I don't.
Do you usually attend the CS bid? Do you attend the CS bid very often?
No.
But do anyone know?
You're supposed to know.
Supposed to.
The old camp. I never go to old camp, so I don't know.
You should know that, otherwise you are not a member of CS.
No, I'm not a member of CS Society.
No, I think every student should know that CS, rather than only the society member.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In some CS.
You do that?
Yeah,
not
me, but.
But CSE is a little special because we're CS and CE. So CS and CE are young women from the society. Separate, how about? CE or hey, they just get a Bambi? How about? CS is just get a Bambi.
Yes, and also, for example, in journalism and communication, we have a bit known as JJB. It is simply a bit JJJJJLM, and repeat the reverse JLM. And also, there is a similar bit known as by social work, the social work department. And the bit is like that. Sè gong, they're only repeating the two words, sè gong, to show that this is their own bit. And so why do we then we have interviewed two of our journalism students? They are not the members of the society.
咁你哋有冇參與過
Dambit
啊？有
，OK。
咁點解當時要參與咧？
人數咧，需要做
啊，
有得揀被逼做。
即係你覺得被逼嘅，如果你有得到時你有得揀，可以揀參加同唔參加，你會唔會一齊 Dambit 啊？
我唔會，但
係
我覺得喺嗰個環境好難話。
咁你覺得咧？
So, and as you've seen in the video, the students think that sometimes they dislike such activities, but they think that they have no choice. If they don't dance, they are not recognized as members of the whole department, maybe. Yeah, so everyone has to dance to show that they are in that society or in that community. Also, Zambit has more symbolic meaning instead of only promotion. According to sociologist Erickson, the the society may sometimes create certain psychological mechanisms to protect the common identity shared by the society. And for example, to demonstrate a bit, beforehand you should create a bit and also gather a lot of people to practice, and lastly you go somewhere to demonstrate a bit. So for the whole process, you prove that you are energetic, sociable, creative, and also you have the power to gather a lot of people. And also during your performance, you show your guts and your and also your self-confidence by performing the bit in front of all the strangers. So that is the main symbolic meaning of the bit and the whole activity. Also, some people claim that this is related to creativity, and because the community has to create new bits, and these are all the original creations. And the bits, like songs, they have special rhythms and lyrics. And also, some bits are decided to rap. So, some people will think that it may be a modern art, and also, at least it is a kind of performance. So, it may have some artistic value.
Apart from the reasons and the advantages of dancing, do you guys think that there are any drawbacks of dancing? Anyone?
First, I'm freeing a little bit.
Anyone else? I think you have some opinion.
Oh, you can get out of
it. It may hurt yourself.
Thank you.
create a very loud voice, and we could hardly catch the words of their beat. We think that them bits may result in ineffective communication. As as you see in the video clip, the people who them bits are usually focused only on the volume, but neglect the content of the bits. And sometimes, especially in the fights between different societies and groups in old camps, there are many foul languages in the bits. And sometimes the content may only use for personal attacks, but no other meaning. This is a video clip on the damage by CCO camp.
Questions? Okay, we have to watch out for our time because it looks a little bit long. Okay, so questions, comments? You guys are so stunned. Okay, who's next? Come on. Let's see. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's see, next one is, Lee Nai Man and Wong King Ming. All right, come on up. Tell me when you're ready, okay, to present. So.